All right. For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Giller, broadcasting at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. And each and every year, we get a chance to talk to the award winners, a lot of folks being highlighted and honored here at Expo. And this year, the same as the past, as Chuck Allum joining us. And Chuck, you are Dairyman of the Year. First of all, congratulations. Second of all, give us a little background on yourself, Chuck.
Thank you very much. I'm born in Hillmore, California. Been in the dairy business since the early 70s. And my dad was in the dairy business and actually bottled in the Bay Area. And after that failed, started shipping to a co-op. The bottling business always been interested, spent most of my life working with collaborators, trying to solve problems with the industry, our quality assurance programs to animal care, animal handling. This industry really served on a regional water board for a number of years, and as there's a lot of enforcement actions, and my only problem with enforcement action is you better educate the dairyman in what he's doing wrong. And if the regulator doesn't know what he's doing wrong or what the environmental impact, maybe they better go back to their books. So we helped develop with collaborators from the EPA and Fish and Game and develop checklists to see what are we doing wrong, how can we do a better job, and what does the checklist look so there's some consistency. So I always said if a guy hasn't been educated on what the issues are, I'll be darned if I'm going to support you putting a hammer to them. But once you've been educated and understand your impacts and what your responsibilities are, then you're the regulator's responsibility to take care of.
And Chuck, you mentioned some of the issues, whether it's water or animal care or consumer education. It's not a California dairy thing. It's a worldwide dairy issue for everybody.
Well, as people say, well, we don't have that problem, but beware, it's coming soon. So I think worldwide, we've learned responsibility. We're learning quick, but we've got a whole different responsibility. It used to be the government was our main purchaser of our product and their responsibility. And finally, the industry's changed its tune and found out, hey, it's our responsibility. Our responsibility to educate the consumer on what a wonderful product we have. We just are real fortunate to have the kind of product, and with the nutrient-dense values it's got and the opportunity to sell. So,
Chuck, give us a little insight into California dairy right now. I know we've heard for many years water has always been an issue, a lack of water and such. What is kind of today's dairy landscape look like in the state of California?
Well, with some of the groundwater monitoring, yes, it's become a bigger issue it has, as well as it's the same as a lot of the other issues. It'll be coming to you soon. So I think the environmental issues, the regulatory pressure, we're working on some common sense measures as well as the rest of the country. How can we make a difference? If I'm going to make the investment, where do we make those best investments that show environmental good? The issue of just looking at dairy industry, not looking at other segments. We need to look at global solutions for problems and where we need to spend the most money to solve environmental good.
It's oddly enough, one of our big issues is we have so much milk in the market, and what do? We have a price that's floating downwards at times, and it's almost uncanny that dairy farmers are doing so good and producing so much, but now what do? Kind of situation.
Well, historically, we've been very good at oversupplying, and I think and that we're a whole nother different stage now with world markets, EU. Quotas came off, they lost market discipline, started building plants. And I think where the country's turning back and south, developing some market discipline, we can't produce all we want. It's our responsibility to understand there's a market for our product before we produce it if we want the kind of prices we want. And so everybody's in a little bit of dilemma now, struggling with feed costs. And of course, when you deal with weather and the impacts that has and dealing with global markets, it's really hard to outguess. But my bet is on the dairy industry that there's a really strong future ahead, but you just got to hang in there.
Chuck, when did you first, become aware you were up for this award as Dairyman of the Year? And secondly, what was your reaction to when you found out?
Well, I was totally caught blind, caught shocked. I said, who, do you know who I am? What are you taking? No, it's really an extreme honor. But I understand there's an awful lot of people who deserve the same kind of honor, put a lot of work that I've worked with over the years and working with the industry on a long-term basis. So it's a very humble proposition, and I'd just like to, you know, thank everybody who supported me, unbeknownst to me, in the process. And
Chuck Ollum joining us, 2017 Dairyman of the Year here at World Dairy Expo. Chuck, we sure appreciate your time. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Our coverage continues from World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm KASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill.